This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today I am out of the studio, but I want you to know that God knows when your heart changes and when it doesn't. This was surely the case of Simon the magician. Simon lived in Samaria and was highly regarded among his people. They saw this magician as having the power of God, and they often referred to him as great. Although when Philip arrived in Samaria, he began teaching the gospel and proclaimed Christ to the people, and many were drawn to Philip's teachings. They watched with awe as Philip was empowered by the Holy Spirit and was able to draw out unclean spirits and heal the lame and the paralyzed. Shortly thereafter, many Samaritans accepted Philip's offer to be baptized. Even Simon the magician chose to be baptized and to follow Philip. When the apostles Peter and John learned that Samaria had received the word of God, they traveled there so that the people might receive the Holy Spirit too. When Simon the magician saw that people were being blessed with the Holy Spirit, he offered Peter silver coins to buy it. Simon was less interested in the Holy Spirit and more interested in profiting from its power. On the surface, it may have seemed that Simon had changed, but time would soon reveal that his heart had not changed. Sometimes we can engage in the right activities, but for the wrong reasons. There is no fooling God. He knows when your heart changes, and he knows when it doesn't. And as you think about that, remember these words: create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Psalm 51:10. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Blues of Blessings YouTube channel. So today, change starts in your heart.